What's up, everybody?
Break it down for you.
Okay.
As I pass it to you.
Girl, flip flop, tip top, I love you. Pull up your top. Let me see them breasts shake.
Say what?
Let me see them breasts shake.
What?
It's Fat Tuesday. Okay. Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, this is Side Hustle Radio. You know who this be? The man you love the most and hate the most at the exact same time. That stand-in boyfriend. Mr. Make Her Look Back At It. Hef Chulo is in the building. And I have my partner in crime, the original bad boy. Sensei's in the ones and twos. Mr. Blend for Blend. DJ!
What's going on here? I felt like B2 was about to go on.
What's that?
Say the B word?
What?
Breast?
What's from breast?
Breasts.
I like a breast. I like them thighs.
Chicken breasts.
If you want to call them chicken breasts.
Oh, the chicken heads.
Hey, what's on your chest, girl? Say it with your chest. That's all I got to say. Say it with your chest.
Say
girl.
It with your chest, chicken head. Sure. I am DJ DEPOISE
on everything.
Yes, sir.
And we got family back in the building today. All the way from the O-H.
Yeah.
I-O.
Yeah.
We got G in the building.
Yes, sir.
What's up, G?
What's up? What's up, y'all? What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. We just doing a little collab on some music real quick. You know, speaking of, cause we trying to get on your track next time.
This is the coolest dude.
Hey,
you like the coolest laid back brother, man.
This dude coming he just smoked some Black and Miles just
yeah,
there. Like,
you know what I mean?
Trevor, they got to put some respect on my name. Hey, what's going on, though? Yeah. How the show been since last time?
Oh, man, making the moves.
Yeah, man.
Making connections and making family members. Our family's growing.
Straight up, man. I appreciate y'all bringing me back. Straight up, man. Much love.
Okay.
Oh, man.
And for those who do know you, for those who don't know you, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, man. Straight up. So, I'm Gio. You know, most people know me as G in the city. Last time I came back on, it was like, you know, my little introduction. This time, you know, I feel like this is, you know, starting my little coming out party for real, for real. You know, I got a good amount of songs everybody can check out. Just get a good feel of, like, where I'm, like, going with it. You know, just as far as the music, when you hit play, you know what I mean? Like, okay, like, this is different. Just to get people, like, what's coming next. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be exciting. That's a better word, exciting. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So, you've been busy since the last time, you know, the first time you was on the show.
Definitely. Those songs I recorded, those are still songs that I had wrote 2 years ago. And, the material I'm writing now and the actual, you know, mixtape I'm doing now is going to be a good put together from what I did from that, this last little project. And now it's like, okay, now y'all can get like a full feeling of like, you know, the type of artist that I am.
Okay.
Oh, I'm ready, man. Well, you know, I heard a few. I had a little preview, so it was a must that, you know, I had to have you come back, man, because, you know,
for sure.
Last time, you know, people was feeling, you know, the tracks. I mean, would you say that was that wasn't actually anything you was putting out? You was, what, like a demo in it or just trying to get a vibe?
Yeah, like, for real, I would call these like sample songs, like, okay. You know, sample one, sample two, and I just threw names on them. But for real, I really wanted people to really focus on like my verses. You know what I'm saying? Like, really what I was saying and just the wholesomeness of me rapping. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. You do got bars. Definitely got bars. And
it's a
rarity nowadays, but you know what I'm saying? When somebody say something with some essence and some preference,
right?
That's something that makes people say, "Oh, okay," make you think.
Right.
Hey, you don't sound like the average Columbus rapper. Did I say that?
Right.
You seem to have a style of your own, and
I feel that, you know what I'm saying, the style that I push, you know what I'm saying, that is, you know what I'm saying, the Midwest slow. You know, even when I'm chopping it up, when I'm going kind of slow with the harmonizing style, like, that is us. You know, if people could go to that, then we really probably could be more so, you know, our own sound. But
yeah,
it just seems like the more and more artists that come out, the more and more are doing that.
Okay.
Yeah, that is that Midwest sound, you know. Like, you know, Bones of Thug wasn't the first to put them harmonies in the music.
Definitely.
You remember, I'm taking you way back.
Uh-oh.
Remember MC Brain? I'm telling you.
Ooh,
he put them same melodies in the music. I'm telling you.
Who was MC Brain?
Hey, that's all I'm going to say. He was from the land, bro. He was from the land.
Who the hell was MC
Bro, Brain? He was signed for Major. He was signed for Major. He was signed with Michael Bivins back in the day. I'm telling you.
I'm just playing with you.
Okay.
See, I'm just saying he was from the land. I'm just telling you what the Ohio sound is.
Right, definitely.
Okay, let's go before that. MC Chill.
Whoa, God, bro, MC Chill, who was that?
I like that. MC, for sure.
That's an old
master of the crowd.
That's an old definitely. Yeah, that's an old rapper from the old age. So I guess, man, last time, you know, well, let's get familiar real quick. Those that don't know, man, who were some of your influences? Because, I mean, or you really got your own style, so I could kind of hear a little bit of different, couple different little flows and styles, but.
Right.
But.
Right.
It's a tad bit of somebody in there. You had to be somebody that just made you say, yo, I want to do this now. I want to be an MC. So, who
it was? It's definitely Tupac, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'll be honest. It was definitely Machiavelli for sure. And it was when I was inspired by was the one when he got out of jail when he joined Death Bro, that part. Because it was like, you know, it was like, fuck everybody. And everything he was talking about from that point on, it was just real. Even about himself, you know what I'm saying?
What?
I just feel.
Oh, see,
his the way he was different. Like, that's what I like about him.
See, that's what
we've had this debate.
This is the age difference. I like before Death Row Pop.
You had the militant pop.
Yeah, I like the militant pop. You know, young black male. I like that pop.
Yeah.
I like, you know, Brenda had a baby. I like that pop.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Still get down. Yeah,
I like that part too. Way conscious, but like when it was like the Thug Life album, the Under Pressure, that going from there on, it was a rap. Like, oh yeah,
yeah,
oh yeah,
yeah.
He like the Thug Life. I like the conscious.
Yeah, he called it Thug Life, but Fripper, it was just, you know what I'm saying. It was the way that the lower poverty class, the way he lived, and then he threw this label, and it was just like, I like how conscious he was, even though he was doing the stuff that he was doing. It's like it was a different feel when you hear Pop. Like,
yeah.
One of my favorite songs to this day is Hearts of Men. Like, even when you hear that, that's relevant to now, you know what I'm saying?
But was that the one with Quick on the production? Was that the one? I'm thinking about that. Was it Quick on the production?
It might be. I think that's when he was in the West Coast then.
Yeah.
The Hearts of Men.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a hot track. All right, man. Well,
sure.
Let's bless them with something, man. What should we hit them, bless them with first?
Let's do Dreaming. Let's do that one first.
Okay. Okay, you want to set this one up?
Yeah, Dreaming, yeah, man. That was like, that was definitely like an inspiration, like when you hear it. Because it came from, like it was like, you know, any young, I guess, poverty dude's dreams. You know what I'm saying? When you living in the hood and stuff that you see and everything going on. So I just called it Dreaming. And I got one of my young homies on the phone in the beginning because, like, you know what I'm saying? He's like, you know, kind of the embodiment of a younger cat who, you know what I'm saying, is, you know what I'm saying, in that same place that I was, you know what I'm saying, where another person, you know, it just keeps going, it's the dream, you know, it's the dreaming, you know what I'm saying.
Okay. Hey, this is Jake. And the title of this track is called Dreaming. Side Hustle.
Get on this music shit with me, bruh.
You already know, bro.
Man, look, bro. I'm in the stew right now, bro. I want you to hit me back, bro. Alright, bro, we gotta make it happen, dog.
Big bet.
Bro, big bet. Alright, Stiz, I'ma holla at you, bro.
Oh, I'll meet you in a minute, you already know.
For sure, man. One shot, two shot, three shot, one more, liquor four shot. Cop come around no more, them don't want beef, but them killers cold in the street. Be the same ones walking the beat. Them lying infiltrate, try to weed out the weak. Living in the state of decay where freedom ain't free. And love is cheap, knowing they be with the sinners and dreaming of luxuries. Pushing on schools on 23s, and something in the air. Got that feeling like a fresh pair of night cares. Always been myself, never cared about how nobody feel. Long as I'm keeping it real, the mess is simple. Homie, let's get some bills and we can build. Came from the slums, though I'm slim in the city where it's hard body, still get your meat lung. One fight, we all fight, get your ass jumped. So you better show some love when you see us in the bus. My family is the gang gang, nigga, where your grandma stay? Where was your antennas when Paul got shot on Greenway? From the 513 to the 614 to the 33, yo. Got a lockdown, ho, you went to the 36 chamber. See, my flow was stainless steel. Control the mic like Iverson with the peel. Mic with the glove on, moonwalk on the song. Hard to be right when you known for doing wrong. Came from no love to filling the void with drugs. But now I'm on bubble, the flow cleaner than suds. Homicide on a beat, call up the coroner. Came from the mud, so you know I'm keeping the hood.
Came from the mud, so you know I'm keeping the hood. That's G. Title of the track is called Dreaming. Yes, sir.
I hear that Pac in there. I hear you. Okay. Yeah. Dope. Who was the Who was that on the beginning again?
You say I'm sorry?
Who was that on the beginning of the song again?
Yeah, my young homie. We call him Stizzle. His name's Stan though.
Okay.
I got a couple people, man, on my next project, bro. LOD, you know what I'm saying? People that I had did music with a while back. And, man, it's gonna be really good, bro. It's gonna be sweet, bro. I'm just like I said, the last project is just like an opening can of worms, bro, you know what I'm saying? To what I want people to, you know, get from my music.
What's LOD?
I'm sorry?
What's LOD?
Legion of Doom.
Legion of Doom. Oh, that's the name of your record label, isn't it? Is that the name of your label, too?
Yeah.
Okay, I remember that.
Yeah.
So, did you get any...
That J. Cole beat.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I had to rap on that, man.
You got any... you signed any new artists or anything to your label yet, or you still on your own, doing your own thing?
For real, that first project was my own thing, but I want it to be a group, you know what I'm saying? And a couple of my homies, you know, in this next project, hopefully it do triple this, you know what I'm saying, you know, and having them speakers on songs and stuff like that. And I want it to be a group, you know what I'm saying? I want to learn what I'm doing to form in a group. And I do got, like, three artists, two for sure, and then one, you know, one of my homies and shit, he just really into the streets right now, but we got some crazy bars, bro.
Well, shoot. Well, you know, definitely when you get that popping, man, you always welcome to come back. And when you get your, you know, artists, they're always welcome to come on the show, man, because we support. No doubt. We support OH.
Ayo.
No doubt. No doubt. Yeah, a couple of these artists, actually local artists I went to school with.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Say that we used to, like, well, yeah, I would say I would. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, I'm one of the ones who started the wave, you know, freestyling at school from my generation. You know, we'd be in school and they'd be like, bro, bust a freestyle. You know, I'd be like, you know, I bust a freestyle. Some people would laugh and, you know, some people, though, you know, like, that's, it's hard. That's tough, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do they even freestyle anymore? They freestyle in the studio now, don't they?
Not really. I get down though for sure.
They freestyle
ad libs. Oh yeah, they just go to the studio. Did you write something? I got this, son. I got this. If I don't know what I'm gonna say, I'm just gonna go.
All ad libs. The whole.
A little harsh on the young MCs though, but no, really? I'm not gonna say that though, because there's some that make decent music, so I'm not gonna, you know, blast right. them all, because it's just right. a matter of, you know.
Okay, so you said something in one in your tracks about gang. So my whole thing is this. So you have like this like J. Cole-ish vibe to you,
right?
But then you can speak up from a gang side of
right.
The music, you know.
Right.
Do you think, you know, how can I say it? It's almost like Pop Smoke, you know what I'm saying? Like Pop Smoke, right. when he was from New York and going all the way, and he was gang affiliated. Really? Went all the right. way out to Los Angeles, you know what I'm saying? That's where he right. got his career ended too soon. But, right. you know, I think of like a J. Cole, he don't, you know, he's not, you know, I don't think J. Cole looking over his back, you know. Someone trying to hurt him or anything like that. But do you feel like you right. feel like there's a difference, you know, even though you come from, you repping your hood, you represent your set, or, you know, repping your boys, whatever. Do you feel mm-hmm. like, you know, you're like, well, how much of that should I share, or, you know, or right. do I, you know, keep quiet and just be like a J. Cole-ish type, you know?
Right.
Because it's real out there. It's real out there right now, you know. Because there's so many, artists that are gang affiliated out there right now.
Right. When I ain't in my track, you know what I'm saying? When my family is a gang, like a lot of that is because where I live at. So it's like, you know, my family and then my family friends. And then, like, that's what really, like, a lot of stuff is made up of. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of families and family friends, you know, who are linked up together. You know, and that makes a lot of Columbus. That's why, you know, a lot of niggas can go from the north side to the east side, you know, from the west side to the south side, you know, and a lot of beef is personal shit, you know. It ain't the way it used to be. And what happened with Pop Smoke, you know, that was definitely personal. That wasn't, you know, Pop Smoke going from New York to the west. And then, you know what I'm saying, that west coast, east coast shit, that wasn't even really real. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That was some artificial shit that they created. You know, and like even back here in the city, though, you know, a lot of these, though, it's you know, it's real, bro. It's personal. It ain't, you know, it's, yeah.
So it's not gang. It's really just something personal that people are getting involved in right now. There's something.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, because I just think about, you know, especially our community when it comes to Ohio. And how how, you know, well, it's early in the year. There's already been too many homicides to me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, so when you bring out good music and where people going to listen to your music, you're like, okay, I'm okay with this music. You know what I'm saying? So, because I know you're going to be performing in festivals all over Ohio. But, I'm just trying to gauge understanding when it comes to understanding your music more.
Definitely. Yeah, it's just a full embodiment of, you know, what I've seen and what I've been, you know. You know, if you see me in videos of people throwing up gang signs and stuff like that, that's just what I've seen and where I've been. Uh-huh. You know, and when I talk about it in my music, I don't tell people to join gangs. I don't promote, you know, people to say, hey, you should affiliate yourself. That's something I came from, because at home, you know, I came from a broken home, you know, and my dad not being, you know, there the way, you know, a lot of other people's parents or dad is, you know, and my mom having to be at work and do what she has to do. So it's like, you know, you step outside and, you know, you start kicking it with people and you become friends with people. And then, you know, that becomes a gang because what people call it. It becomes a gang because people say, oh, y'all together, y'all are da-da-da. But what we see is, you know what I'm saying, like, us together, we just all we got. Or,
they call,
you know
it
what I'm saying,
gang.
Like, how I'm going to eat, or, you know, how the people can relate, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they call it a gang because you three black guys in the car. What?
Mm.
So three black guys can't ride in the car together?
Mm.
At one time?
Right.
I can say
mob, you know what I'm saying? It's the same, you know, it's the same situation. Mm-hmm. It's my homies, my family members, we together, you know, and when music is one of the biggest outlets of freedom of speech. So, you know, I can get on there and say that, you know, I'm not provoking people to say, you know, gang gang, or to join gang gang. Like, you know, even with Migos, when they say, you know, that's family. That's who they are. That's where they at and what they got.
Yeah, them blouses. You know, yeah, they blouses. They're a blouse gang. Yeah, we understand that part. They're a blouse gang.
Blouse squad.
Squad.
Sorry, dog.
Sorry about that, bro. I had to. I could let that one go. I could let that one go. So, what's this next track we gonna get into?
Yeah, this next one is Bad to the Bone.
Bad to the Bone. Hey, set this up. What's this about?
Yeah. All right, so basically, like, you know, just another embodiment of me, you know what I'm saying? Just since, you know, since a kid to now, you know what I'm saying? Just everything I've, you know, some of the things I've encountered, some of the things I've gone through personally, to make me who I am, how I feel now. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm bad to the bone. Like,
uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Bad. Hey, this is G. Bad to the Bone. Be right back. Side hustle.
Somebody ring the alarm. The flow was the bomb like napalm. Batman, no capon, no cap. I put the city on my back. Call me liaison. Blackout on the track on me, Yacon. Captain Cold on the whole Freon.
Since a kid, feeling a batch of the bone. Look at the way that I live. This my life, the underdog. And I will be forever living.
Remix. I'm telling you, bro. I'm just saying, just remix that part near that, bad near. Cause I like the it's a good concept because no one's talking about being bad to the bone no more. Because, come on, back in the day, that song was
bad to the bone.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. You know.
That's a lot of what you know saying that I be going through. It's just a wordplay. You know, a lot of people is just coming out saying, you know what I'm saying, I'm a killer, or you know what I'm saying, I'm drug dealer, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, you just more metaphoric, bad, like bad to the bone.
Bad. Yeah, that's it.
I'm sure you was bad.
I'm sure you bad.
Well, yeah, you know, yeah. They don't say bad no more.
That's they don't say bad.
Somebody need to bring it back. Yeah,
because bad.
You think what was the last bad record?
Michael Jackson.
I was thinking about LL.
LL before Michael Jackson. That's the
only before
Michael.
I was about to say, because I remember going to see L, and he said, if you want to be bad like Michael, then y'all say Al. If you want to be like L, y'all say hard as hell or something. He was saying in concert.
No, but that was after, bro. Because you have to look at it, because that bad didn't come out. Because Thriller was out at the same time that L was out.
Nah. Thriller came out way before Bad.
No, because what that L came out like? 88?
I think Thriller was Mike's second, yeah, supposed.
Off the Wall was the first.
Right. And then Thriller, you're right. And then, right. You know, bad. Supposedly the people don't, but you know, people don't claim the first,
come on.
They don't off claim the Off the Wall. Right.
Off the Wall.
That was his best joint.
That's definitely his better one. Yeah. Hey, G, I'm sorry. G, you young G. This is OG talking right now.
This is OG talking right now.
I know.
I definitely know.
You know?
I definitely know.
Like they try to sleep on that particular L album talking about, well, it ain't the one with Mama Said Knock You Out, so it wasn't as big.
His first one. Black Panther.
That was
the album, right?
Okay, what was your favorite L album, man?
Cool. I ain't peripheral. LL, he had lyrics, but I never was a fan of him.
Oh, my God. G, you better go back.
You are younger than him, because I'm keeping real with you.
Gangstar better than him.
Well, that's a whole different type of rapping right there. That's conscious. LL's about getting
that. They got the same flow, low-key, like. Just straight lyrics and knowledge, like.
But I don't know that song. I'm bad. Oh yeah. Man, there's lyrically that thing. He said I'm notorious. That means I reign supreme. I'm like I had looked. Right. I looked at the word supreme.
Yeah.
I looked at it. It's notorious. Someone who's notorious. I'm like what? He was a wordsmith. Well, he goes by wordsmith. He's a wordsmith.
Yeah.
And we talking about we talking to a wordsmith right now.
For sure.
That's G from the OH. But yeah, bro, I like that track, man. I like the words you use. I like, you know, just being bad. You know, just bad to your bone, man. I like that.
Who's the who's your doing your production on these tracks here?
That was my homie TV again and Niecy on the beat. Niecy Luther King, my homegirl from Cincinnati.
That's right. What's that? Right.
Niecy Luther King.
That's what's up. That's
okay,
what's
Queen. Up. Okay, but if you're looking for a dude to do sing a hook on it, you know, you can hook me up.
That's all I need.
My next project, though, it's gonna be fire.
I'm telling you.
These like I was saying, these are just sample songs. I really just wanted people to pay so much more to like you know the lyrics and the verse and what I was saying, you know.
Oh, wait, you say you got something that's coming out that's harder than this.
Definitely, bro.
Oh.
And I didn't already pick up on stuff, you know, that I need to work on, like, you know, as far as my projecting, in certain words, you know, changing my tone, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, just as far as this next one, though, man, this shit gonna be fire, man.
I hear the harmonizing in this, the last two, the first...
You're
gonna
be like G.
So I see where you may have gotten J. Cole because J. kind of kind of does a little harmonizing in there with his.
He just
kind of singing your hooks and stuff.
Oh no, J. Cole got that from me.
Drake got that.
He got that style for me. I've been doing music since way 2004. I wasn't even really that good. I didn't think I was that good. Hmm. And with the style that we was using at the time, we was using the autotune. And we put our music on the MTV website. Hmm. And it surfaced go for a minute, but we had like maybe 4 or 5 songs. We got like platinum, bro, on all of them, bro. We went hard, for real. And that's how I know, you know, just as far as future records, like, you know, having that knack inside of you to know music and the sound and how, you know, what people would want. Because I'm like a fan of music myself. So, you know, when it comes to hearing certain stuff, like, bro, that's some music right there.
Man. So what's the EP going to be called that you're going to be dropping here?
Oh, no, I'm going to drop an actual mixtape this time. Oh,
okay. What's the mixtape going to be called?
Yeah, what's going to be called?
Yeah.
Probably just name it Legion of Doom, because I'm going to have, you know, features and everything on it, so I'm probably just going to drop it and call Legion of Doom.
Okay. I was reading something that said Theory of the Underdog. What's that one about?
Yeah, that's like a little EP, little samples, you know what I'm saying, just trying to get people to get, you know, like I was saying, just get people get a feeling of, you know, my lyrics.
Yeah, that name is clever too. You got it mapped out, you know. You got the plans laid out. It's gonna be hot. I can't wait to hear some more, man. I can't wait till the new joints drop, because these joints that we playing is hot.
Fuego.
Yeah, I'm only scratching the surface. Sure.
Only scratching the surface. Bad.
Okay.
Okay, sorry about that. Okay, so what's next? What's this next track here? Wait a minute. I got a question sent to me before we go.
Yeah.
So, since the last time we've spoken, how has your journey been going? You know, have it been difficult? Because I think last time I talked to you, you was on your way to like Atlanta. I know you was doing a lot of traveling lately.
Yeah. Like right now though, I say like, you know, things have gotten more steady, more consistent. You know what I'm saying? That's why I've been able to, you know, get in the studio rather, and pump these tracks and, you know, even writing new ones and being more consistent with focusing with this music right now. And that's why I was saying, you know, this next project is gonna be hot because of the turn. I'm lighting it right now. You know what I'm saying? And what I had, the Theory of the Underdog, those few songs, I wrote those a few years ago, so, you know, the progression from then, you know, you'll be able to hear it for sure.
Okay.
And so what's this next track we about to listen to?
So let's do Theory of the Underdog, I guess. Let's do that one.
Do we have that one, bro?
Mm-mm.
Which one we got?
I got that one?
Nah, we got Recognized.
Okay, yeah, Recognize it. Yeah. Okay, so that's actually a bonus track. Nobody's actually heard that.
It's oh,
the first time.
Exclusive.
The only way people are gonna be able to hear this, they have to listen to this podcast.
Oh yeah. Wow! Exclusive.
Straight up.
Exclusive.
Straight up. 3.4 Hey, so check it out. So this is called Recognize, and I feel like this is just like. This is like, you know, to y'all, to me, to anybody, you know, when you see somebody real, when you hear real, when you feel it, you know, you just recognize. And I feel this track, like, right here is, like, one of the embodiments of me as an artist, like, me as a rapper, like, you know, like, recognize, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, this is G, and this is Recognize. Exclusive!
Yeah.
Yeah. Theory of the Underdog. Yeah.
club, especially when you down. But the real can play a fool, but the fool always gon' be a clown. Ain't no love for the real, just tryna maintain, cause you know I gotta get paid. They ain't gon' like it when you up, especially when you down. But the real can play a fool, but the fool always gon' be a clown. Ain't no love for the real, just tryna maintain, cause you know I gotta get paid. Live from the fucking 614. The reason it's cold in the summertime is cause the men froze. Women, if it's raining, I go to the check, no stopping the flow. Got a weed of snakes up out the grass and leave the stress at the door. Life can be troublesome, sometimes you just gotta let this shit go. Gather them pieces, let karma be with who she gon' be with. Thought you was real, but I caught you before you caught me creeping. I'm on the come up, just hold it down, though you can't believe it. I had to leak it, free of charge, just charge my grievance. I'm
what? Wait, bro. Whoa, bro. You got to go back. You got to take that back.
What?
You should have love to the city and everything. Oh.
Hey, man, L.O.D. baby. Hey, man. It's the link in my bio.
L.O.D.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all better turn this up.
Uh-huh. Theory of the underdog. Yeah. They ain't gon' like it when you up, especially when you down. But the real can play a fool, but the fool always gon' be a clown. Ain't no love for the real, just tryna maintain, cause you know I gotta get paid. They ain't gon' like it when you up, especially when you down. But the real can play a fool, but the fool always gon' be a clown. Ain't no love for the real, just tryna maintain, cause you know I gotta get paid. Live from the fucking 614. The reason it's cold in the summertime is cause the men froze. Women, if it's raining, I go to the check, no stopping the flow. Got a weed of snakes up out the grass and leave the stress at the door. Life can be troublesome, sometimes you just gotta let this shit go. Gather them pieces, let karma be with who she gon' be with. Thought you was real, but I caught you before you caught me creeping. I'm on the come up, just hold it down, though you can't believe it. I had to leave it, free of charge, just charge my grievance. I'm from the city where niggas could give a fuck about feeling. And these hoes get careless. Give them your heart and that's when they get careless. But I'm colder than polar bears and the weather can never measure. Your shade can't block me, even with my circumstances. Had me looking sloppy, I was still feeling like Rocky. Headed to the top and the city say they got me. It's the theory of the underdog, ain't no way you gon' stop me. They ain't gon' like it when you up, especially when you down. But the real can play a fool, but the fool always gon' be a clown. Ain't no love for the real, just tryna maintain, cause you know I gotta get paid. They ain't gon' like it when you up, especially when you down. But the real can play a fool, but the fool always gon' be a clown. Ain't no love for the real, just tryna maintain, cause you know I gotta get. Know I'm back in the booth, might check 1-2-1-2. Coming straight from the zoo, spitting that bird flu. My flow is sick, I been pushing at her stool. Only way you can hurt me is making me hurt you. I ain't had to get physical, all I had to do was tell the truth. I'm sick and twisted, they say, but they don't understand my pain. Cause when you overstand the statement, living the best you can, easy to maintain. Just roll with Doja, ZB finding the speed in me. Aiming at your head, taking shots, hit the sirens, but I'm still shooting. Though you been sleep, let me bless you with my works and fruits. It ain't often that you see the truth. Minus the dark days, got the vibes jumping through the roof. Shit times is hard, wasn't so lucky, but I'm still destined to be great. Dodging the runners, me and the hunters, got me here and I'm never late. Whether you down or going up, the hate ain't never letting up. Real, recognize real. And homie, you faking the fun, giving it to you the way that you want. I can speed it up, I can slow it down. LED baby, as real as they come. Columbus, you know where I'm from. They ain't gon' like it when you up, especially when you down. But the real can play a fool, but the fool always gon' be a clown. Ain't no love for the real, just tryna maintain, cause you know I gotta get paid. They ain't gon' like it when you up, especially when you down. But the real can play a fool, but the fool always gon' be a clown. Ain't no love for the real, just tryna maintain, cause you know I gotta get paid.
Recognize, shot. Hey, where's that EJ? Shots for everybody in this building right now.
Oh, you was just holding on to that.
I was holding on for that.
You
where's EJ? Everybody get a shot right now.
Oh, gee, you was holding that one on the last. You knew that was going to be the fight banger, didn't you?
Nah, I was going to hold this to you. Yeah, I had to do that last year,
bro. Woo!
I had to end it with the exclusive. It was going to be right.
Bro, that fire, bro. That fire.
Yeah, that's a banger.
Right there. Hey, man, I'm glad, bro. I appreciate the love, all of you, bro. Thank y'all so much, bro.
Oh,
thank
I got to replay that one again, bro.
Yeah, the city going to have to get up on that one. For sure.
They ain't gonna be ready, bro. Be ready for that one.
Nope. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Shout out to the city for that one. Yeah.
But he was speaking that. Hey, I'm gonna have to go to church. He was speaking that. He was preaching right there.
True that.
The city where guys don't have feelings. I can care less about your feelings. I care less. That is that city. If you emo, go to Amanda. Sure, who cares?
Woo. Hey, that's gonna be in the whip. That's gonna be in the whip.
That had to be in the whip. Yeah,
be in the whip. Be riding that tomorrow. Be riding tomorrow.
That's what's up.
So, like I said, what you got planned? For the rest for the summer when it comes to your music.
Yeah, so like from like probably the rest of March, try to finish it out. You know, finish out the song. I got like maybe three right now. I know here probably in a couple of weeks I'm gonna try to drop a couple of like YouTube videos, just me spitting some stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just to warm everybody up to where I'm at currently, you know what I'm saying, with my lyrics, you know what I'm saying? And just like, you know, just try to keep people tuned in, like, you know, for like the real project that I'm working on.
That wasn't part of the real project or the next project?
Nah, that right there. Recognized that album. That's old, bro. That's not even.
Oh,
that's
word.
2 years ago, bro. That's, I don't even want to tell people that's 2 years ago because they not even where I'm at 2 years ago.
Oh, damn.
They're gonna be mad, I'm telling you, bro.
Wow.
I really do this, bro. I really do this for real, bro.
Wow.
I really do this for real.
Hey, y'all better get up.
Get up.
Man, look. Man. I love this. And those who know me that know I do it, you know, and came from school when I did it too. Like, man, y'all already know. Like, let's do it, y'all. Let's put it together. You know what I'm saying?
Well, one thing is for sure, bro. When that project blows, man, we gonna always be able to say, yo, you know, came on the show a few times, you know, right? You know, at the beginning, you know, what I'm saying we got love for him, yo.
Yeah, I know well, I know him before he became Gio. He went by G.
Yeah,
that's what we know.
He took ownership of the G out the alphabet, you know.
100, bro.
I remember when he was just G.
I don't forget where I came from.
I remember we was just G. Now he OG. You know what I mean? Could be the OG. OGG. triple OGG. So,
but much love. But I really appreciate this, man. For real.
Yeah, man. It's all good, man. We gotta. If we don't support our own people in the city, man, ain't nobody else going to. You know, we always gonna do that, man. I know there's a. What is it, the hip hop expo? Is that this weekend or was it last? It's coming up. I'm trying to think. I'm not even, man.
I think it's the week before the Arnold Classic. So I think the Arnold Classic or the week after the Arnold Classic.
Yeah.
So if it's before, it probably this weekend. If it's after, it'd be in 2 weeks. I gotta look that up.
I was thinking, if it was this weekend, you go up there with this track and just kill him. You're like, we'll get the actual date.
Recognize.
Yeah. And hopefully, man, we're going to hopefully we'll see you get nominated for Ohio Hip Hop Award real soon. You know.
For sure, man.
We've been trying to get in the radio aspect for a minute, and you know how that goes. It's all love. We're going to get there. We just keep pushing.
Definitely. Shout out to Hustle Brand Radio.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate it. Hey, for sure, man. Let everybody know your social media, you know, your socials and, you know, connects.
If you want to check out these songs, my Reverb Nation, just type in all one word, GEFROMTHEG from the O. Other than Recognize, the only way you can hear that, you got to listen to this podcast.
Ooh.
Exclusive. You know what I'm saying? And that goes to anybody that wanted to check that out. The only way you can hear that, you know what I'm saying, you got to check this podcast out.
Okay.
I mean, we got to break that down and put it on the put on Instagram. We got to break that part down.
I know the radio affiliates is going to want to, you know, nope. Not unless he give me the permission.
Just replay our show.
Yep, that's the only way you're going to hear it is on the show. So, shout out to our radio affiliates that will be playing this. We appreciate y'all and
100,
support,
man.
Support Ohio artists. Support the indie artist, man. I know it's tough, man. I know it's tough out there to get some love. So that's why we do what we do, man. Just to show love to good music.
Right, right.
So.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And did you give it Instagram? Your Instagram page?
Yeah. My Instagram is juice.lod. You can check me out on Facebook too, GE/Lite. Just any one of them. Just, you know, check out these tracks, bro.
Okay, like, friend, inbox of your picture.
You gonna have me having me, got me wanting to break out a drink now, man.
I'm telling you, shout out to everybody. I'm telling you. We got the NJ right there.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody.
Yep.
Hey, that's one of them songs you gotta, everybody get a shot.
Straight up.
Speaking of shot,
yeah.
Still gonna come back up.
Pull up.
Yeah.
All
right. Okay. AG, man, your family, like I said, anytime you have music, you want to get it out there, you know, you don't have to knock on the door. You just come straight in.
For sure.
Somebody home.
Well, I'm here, man.
You want to give any shout outs before you take off?
Yeah, man. Give a big shout out to my mom, man. For real, man. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here. Straight up teaching me, you know, guiding me. I want to give a big shout out to my bro, Free My Homie, man. I want to give a shout out to my family, LOD, and everybody, you know, supporting my music. Just keep an eye out. Y'all keep supporting, bro. Much love.
Yes, sir. Hey, that's G. From the OH.
Ayo.
Hey, man. Ayo. Like I said, you family, bro. Hey, hold on for a second. DJ, give me some music.
All right.
Be right back.
Show.
TV, come see me, I'm flexing in 3D, I'm big dog, peewee, jet ski, seaweed, I'm foreign, BB, no feelings, Kiki, you get it, hee hee, I'm from the CP, I'm out the street, I buy the beats, I buy the building, and buy the street, exotic, beaches, melodic, features, it's hard to reach us, you in the bleachers, say Tony, teach us, my money, obeses, I own it, no leases, I dog them, no leashes, had keys like Alicia, I meet you, delete you, I love you, I feed you, don't want you, I need you, no TV, come see me, I'm flexing, in 3D, I'm big dog, peewee, jet ski, seaweed, I'm foreign, BB, no feelings, Kiki, you get it, hee hee, I'm from the CP, get money, then repeat, more money, 3P, more money, Win Street, connected, Weefy, I'm riding, BB, colliding, meet me, nobody can see me, cataracts, Stevie, B-Long, Big V, Yellow Watch, PP, can't play yo, CB, car don't play, CD, these buggets, see me, I'm flexing. In 3D, I'm big dog. Pee wee, jet ski, seaweed, I'm foreign. BB, no feelings. Kiki, you get it. Hee hee, I'm Fronda. CP.
All right.
Yes, sir. Hey, shout out to G from the OH. Ayo. Man, like for that track, that last track was just fire.
Recognize, Fun Shan.
And the song he just played was some 2 Chainz.
No TV.
No TV.
That's the name of the song.
That's the name of the song. I'm like, what?
No TV, no BB, no ZZ. What?
No. Okay, Chain.
No Kiki, no BB, no CC. Just me, E, being a GE. Rocket with G. 8.
From the OH.
I-O.
Classic.
Hey, don't forget, check us out every week with our Hustle Brand Radio podcast search. Actually, you could just basically Google that and you'll catch up all the podcasts, all the shows. And we're on all streaming services, iTunes, Stitcher, Fleet DJ Radio, shout out. We on there on certain days. We're doing a lot of things. Heat FM, man, so many others. And I want to thank all of those affiliates for supporting us and these artists. Hot 365, one of the beginners, appreciate y'all. Everybody,
Vibe,
one of the early ones over the UK. For sure. DPS Radio, shout out. The home
of Side Hustle Radio. I'm sorry.
Ohio Fleet Radio, what up? Think we gonna be over there soon. So that'll be dope. Have this show over there too.
Are we still on Show Enough?
Huh?
We still on Show Enough Radio?
Show off.
Shout out to Show Off.
What was I gonna say? Hey, if they wanna get on the show, man, what they got to do?
Hit me up at Hef Chulo on IG. Hit me up in the inbox. Let me know your credentials. If you wanna do it there, hit us up at Side Hustle Radio One at gmail.com. Again, Side Hustle Radio
One.
gmail.com. Hit us there. Send us your music. Send us your bio, our EPK, and then we get back in contact with you. And we will let you know what's going on.
Okay, so I'm trying to get this one, another Columbus, Ohio artist. He goes by the name of Buka. Yes, his name is Buka.
Is he a DJ?
No, he's a rapper.
No.
So we're trying to get him on.
Is that his son? Is that Buka's son?
And he's making moves in the city. He won a contest a week or two ago in the city. Young MC coming up. Got his music. Got a short little bio and a picture, but we having problems connecting the dots. And hopefully we'll work it out before next week, and hopefully he'll be on the show. Maybe just do, you know, drop one little song, you know, give y'all a preview of what he got going on. Young man coming up, got an interesting story, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to his mom, and shout out to him.
Shout out to his dad.
For sure.
Buka.
DJ Buka. I didn't realize how popular that name was. He spells his differently, though. He spells his with the 2 O's.
If he Chinese, if he
of
Asian descent.
DJ Buka gonna get at you that way. So with that, man.
I'm not Asian. Yes, you are, bro. Stop lying. You're
supposed to be our manager, but tell where you truth. At? Yeah, where you at, manager?
See, that's what happened. When management don't talk to us enough, I'm just gonna start talking about management. That's what happened.
that light skin thing.
It's that light skin. I think we took dark skin for
yeah,
for
him and Fazo. No, no hate, y'all. We always talk light skin. We got light skin jokes. And,
yeah.
You know, he got jokes too, believe me. Fazo plays everything, man.
Yeah.
Bass and drum, hip hop too.
No, he doesn't. Just bass and drums. He mix hip hop into bass and drums.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
Is that a country song in a bass and drum? Hey, Sean, y'all need to open up y'all's ears and understand music, man. Y'all don't understand music theory. Bro.
That's right. He's a theorist.
That's Willie Nelson in bass and drum, bro. And Snoop. Hey.
With Waka Flocka in the background?
Is that hard in the paint? This dude. Yeah, he just standing. Yeah.
I remember one time I told him, oh, you playing house? Whoa, 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 whoa. You almost started fighting me. This is bass and drum. This is not house. My fault.
There is a difference.
Yeah, dude. Okay.
Okay.
Boom, 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 boom.
Nobody likes techno. It's not techno. Oh, it's bass and drum.
Unless you tech nine.
Like, okay, bro. My bad, bro. Yeah, yeah. But you used to be like the hip hop DJ connoisseur of the city back in the '80s and the '90s. What happened? Yeah, man, I got sick of hip hop, man. You know. And for the longest, Fazo used to just be straight vinyl. Like, I remember that. Like, you need to get up on Serato. Nah, Shen, I ain't need no damn computer to DJ. Then one day, what? Hey, this is funny before I go. Fazo got a controller now.
What?
That's what I said.
Because he needed the buttons to turn.
I was like,
you need buttons to turn. When you started doing that white DJ stuff.
If you say it's white or not, he rocking them crowds.
Like I said,
he getting that money,
bro,
playing whatever music.
I was told to, like, hey, have me to come out and be a judge at a DJ competition. And I watched you do DJ forever. You know, I know what the DJs, I watched you.
You turning on knobs,
DJ. I never seen no one turn knobs. I just see sliders, slide, 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 slide to the right, slide to the left. So, I've just seen that. When I got to these competition, there was only one DJ. He went first. No, he went second. And after that, he was like, I think I'm at the wrong competition, because he's the only one that was using the slides. Everybody else was turning buttons. And pushing things like do 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 do, pew pew, and they were just turning. I don't know. It was different, so that's why he had to get it, and that's probably why he went out. He stopped doing vinyl, because you can't find bass and drum on vinyl. All that stuff computer driven. That's probably why. Hey, thank you all for tuning in, hanging out with us. Shout out to G from the OHIO, and come back next week. Let's talk. Let's hang out. Side hustle.
Woo.
We're out.